today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton and joining me on the podcast today is Eric Colley. How are you, Eric?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, mate. So you host our Get Us to the Hook podcast.
Get to the Hook.
Get to the Hook.
Right.
Sorry. I do listen. I just don't read the title.
That's all right. Reading's tough for you, I know.
Facts, actually. So I got you in to discuss these music stories today. J-Lo. J-Lo's tour is doing so poorly that she's had to rebrand. It's gone from This Is Me Now, which is about like current J-Lo.
That's the name of her new album.
Yeah, that was her new album. Now it's This Is Me Live, the greatest hits. So we'll talk about why that is.
Yeah.
Rebel Wilson. Man, these bombshells from her memoir keep on bombshelling. She's now saying that her agency wanted her to stay fat. She's saying when she lost her virginity, who she lost it to.
Is this book even out yet?
It is out.
Oh.
But for some reason, it's not out in Australia. They've taken it off the shelves in Australia quite peculiarly.
Interesting.
Yeah. Peculiarly? Is that a word?
Sure.
Our Almost News is about a very famous guy who's not having sex right now.
Yeah, he has given it up.
He's given
sex,
it up.
Sex, I mean, not... Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not giving it up.
But to begin with, Cassie, Diddy's ex, she is cooperating with federal investigators amid this probe. So she has she's been working with them for several weeks and presumably gave the feds or gave the judge enough probable cause so they could sign off and let the raid happen.
Right. And some of the things she alleged was that he made her have sex with male prostitutes. He raped her, beat her, gave her drugs and alcohol all throughout the relationship, engaged in sex trafficking. And you remember she had that civil suit that she asked for, what was like $30 million?
Yep.
And he said, absolutely not. She's lying. This is a cash grab. Then he settled for less. And now she's still going to the feds anyway. So should he have given her the money at all?
Well, he should have given her the money a day earlier. Because the arrogance of Diddy that all of these things, like strange stuff happened in his house, right?
Peculiarly.
Yeah, I don't know why I was going to go in there again. But she was threatening him with this lawsuit, saying, this is what I'm going to, you know, sue you for if you don't cough up this dough. He didn't believe that she was going to do it or something. But then she drops the lawsuit on him. He settles a day later. And since then, it's been a floodgates have opened.
Yeah, once that allegation was out and then more people were like, oh yeah, this. Even people, like we just had the story that, you know, Usher, like almost a decade ago, did this interview. And he said when he was 13, he was staying at Diddy's house and just saw orgies happening all the time. And
right.
Not that that's necessarily illegal, although why would you do that in front of a 13-year-old? But it just adds to this idea of him as this creep.
Right. I mean, I don't know if you're on TikTok, but scrolling through TikTok, there's all of these old videos either of Diddy or people in his orbit, like Justin Bieber was in his orbit, and just old videos of them like being really uncomfortable around Diddy. And knowing what we know now, looking at those old videos, they come off so creepy, if not illegal. Like,
yeah,
it's just crazy.
That's, you know, we have a story on the site that there's like all these different companies are now scrambling to get these documentaries together about him. I think because what everybody wants is that like Surviving R. Kelly documentary or, you know, Leaving Neverland. Those were things that when people saw that, even though we knew these stories, we knew R. Kelly had been problematic for a very long time. The Michael Jackson lawsuits went back to the 90s.
Mm.
When those documentaries came out, that's when people turned. And so Diddy, once that happens, like you said, you go back and you look at all this stuff. We've always known he was kind of a freak.
Did we? Did we really?
Remember the Chappelle sketch where Diddy had the making the band people go get him breast milk and dinosaur eggs and stuff like that? It was a joke then.
Yeah, but I just viewed him as like some crazy big mogul who has everything he wants and gets everything he wants. I didn't.
But that's always the recipe for it. It's like when you have a guy that can have everything he wants and is untouchable, then they start wanting weirder and weirder things.
Right.
And I mean, like you said, people have been telling us this for years. We just kind of laughed, like, oh, Diddy, what a weird guy. Like, what weird shenanigans go on at his house. And now people are like, oh, it was actually illegal things.
Right.
Like sex trafficking and abuse. I mean, that's Cassie's side of it, and they're investigating. But as the criminal probe goes on, there will be a sort of a public reaction to it that people are like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, he has not been charged with anything yet.
Yeah, he has not. And he's maintained his innocence the whole time.
But you got to think, we're going down a road where we're going to have like either a huge court case or Diddy behind bars potentially. Like,
which sounds insane, but that, yeah, you know, 20 years ago, that sounded insane about R. Kelly, too.
Right. I mean, Diddy's claiming it's all a witch hunt right now.
Right.
But, I mean, there's a lot of witchy things happening. Like, there's a lot of evidence that you would have thought.
Right. And so, yeah, they're investigating. And, you know, Cassie has maintained her story through this whole thing.
Right. She's with, she's married to, with two kids, with Diddy's former personal trainer right now. Right. That's going to hurt, too. Like, it's just like, what a fall from grace, man.
It really is. I think there's, and it's one of those things we always say, like I said with R. Kelly, it was easy to cancel him after that documentary because he hadn't had a hit in a while anyway.
Yeah.
Diddy hasn't had a hit in a while. So it's easy for people to be like, oh, I don't listen to him. Well, you already weren't.
Right.
You know, but do you go back and cancel all that Bad Boy stuff from the 90s because people love, you're not going to listen to Biggie anymore because he produced it?
I think for a while. For a while.
Then you dip a toe back in.
But people listen to Michael Jackson still. People listen to, I mean, R. Kelly's got a couple good, really big hits.
Still gets a couple million listeners on Spotify every month, wow. R. Kelly. So we'll see.
We'll see. Okay, on to our next story. I actually love this story. maybe sadistically.
You're such a hater. Speaking of people getting canceled.
Right.
For nothing.
Jennifer Lopez. It seems like she can't sell her tour. She's been canceling dates, struggling to sell tickets. So now she is rebranding the entire tour. It was called This Is Me Now, which is based off a little movie she did.
It's the name of her new album.
Name of her new movie she did. All of this, by the way, is self-funded. She put $20 million to self-fund all of this. So now she's changing it all to This Is Me Live. The greatest hits, which strikes me as a very Taylor Swift-y thing she's trying to do. Taylor Swift went wild, crazy, popular with the Eras tour.
Right.
And now J-Lo's saying, I want a piece of that because Me Now is not working.
But it's very different because Taylor is still, you know, her new music does incredibly well. Her new albums sell tons of copies. She has lots of hits. This was just sort of a, hey, I'm still popular, but look at all this other stuff I've already done. I think Jennifer Lopez wanted to get like, hey, I'm still popular too. And she's not so much. It's, you know, coming off the Super Bowl a couple of years ago when she did that and people were, you know, pretty praised it pretty much. It's like what a great performance she did. I think she thought, oh, this is my time to come back and be a hot pop star again.
Right.
And it just didn't pan out. The album, think about how much we heard about that album in that documentary and we talked about it and her and Ben. The album debuted at 38 and then fell off the chart completely the next week.
I can't think of a song from it. I can't remember ever hearing it.
There was so much hype and effort and promo going into that, and it just didn't click.
And that movie she did where she played herself, it was about her own sexual history or dating history?
And it was also like some kind of like sci-fi thing or something. Neither one of us saw it, right?
No.
So I just remember the clips of it. I think she's kind of in the same place sort of as Justin Timberlake now.
Yeah.
They're becoming legacy artists, which is where, you know, you're not a has-been. Jennifer Lopez will never be a has-been. She will always be Jennifer Lopez. She'll always be famous. But she's not relevant anymore in that sense. Like, she's not going to have hit songs. Justin Timberlake is learning that now.
So true.
Like, we don't want your new stuff. Play the songs we liked 20 years ago. And you don't want to be just remembered for stuff you did in the past.
It's bad for the ego.
Yeah, yeah. And they're both, I mean, they're getting older for pop stars, but they're not old.
But it takes some sort of level of maturity or sort of like humility that they would have to look themselves in the mirror and say, maybe I should just, you know, do a Vegas residency playing all the hits people know and love.
Right. And she's done that before. And I think like that's what she was positioning this new album as, like, I'm back. I'm back on top. I'm Jennifer Lopez. And people are like, and play Jenny from the Block.
Right.
And so that's what she's now. She's giving the people what they want. So it's going to be the greatest hits tour.
Beyonce isn't that, though, is she?
She's no, people still I mean, people, obviously, Cowboy Carter, her new album.
Yeah.
How much we've talked about it. It's going to be number one this week with huge numbers. Beyonce is still very relevant. And I think that's another thing. You know, you see Beyonce and Taylor and Jennifer Lopez is like, why can't that be me?
Well, why can't it, though? Well, why
isn't
it? She's
a different artist. And she's not, I mean, she's about 10 years older than Beyonce.
Oh, okay.
J-Lo's in her early 50s.
Well, Justin Timberlake, too. Why can't he be?
He's in his 40s now. and people just moved on.
Don't you just hire like the best singers, like the best songwriter around, and get them to write you like a mega hit, and then you're back? Like, why? It seems easy, but it's not.
It's not, especially as you get older. It's like J-Lo, if you're a radio programmer or whatever right now, and this 50-something pop star comes out with a new song, you're probably not going to play it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you'll get like Cher's Believe or something like that will break through, but those are rare.
That's crazy. She's 50 plus? J-Lo?
Yeah.
That actually blows my mind that she's that old. That's,
and she looks so good, and she's still so vibrant and still performs and dances, but people, I mean, she's got her fans, but most people don't care about her new music, and they haven't for at least a decade.
Yeah, she just seems a bit thirsty and desperate now, and it's just, it's not working.
But now she's like, okay, I tried it. Here's the hits. This is
yes,
what you want?
Okay.
All right, here's those songs you liked from, here's me and Ja Rule.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
If she brought him out,
she should.
See that? We're excited about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Her new album, it's like, meh.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, on to our next story. Rebel Wilson. There's a lot of bombshells from this memoir, which has just dropped. The big ones right now, she says that her agency liked her staying fat because the roles paid better. No pun intended. But they did pay better. During Pitch Perfect, they wanted her to stay at the same weight.
She was getting eight figures for that. That's $10+ million.
Exactly. She said that her agents, she puts it on them, that they had hundreds of thousands of dollars in commission for each film where she played the funny fat girl, so that they kind of trapped her and left her feeling trapped because she was in a multi-million dollar pigeonhole over her size, she says.
Right, which makes sense. That was her. I mean, that was her character, was Fat Amy, and I guess they could have had her lose weight and made that, you know, written that into the movie. But yeah, if you're the agent, like that's your thing, that's your lane, and you're making a lot of money for you and for us. Stay in that lane.
Yeah, I kind of get it from both sides.
Right.
Because sort of like she felt unhealthy and unhappy, basically in that size, and so when someone is saying no, you need to stay unhealthy and unhappy, so that, you know, more money can come. And I can understand her going, but in another way, like now that she is very healthy and happy, she also isn't getting the roles that she once did.
And that seems like she's accepted that. Like this book seems like it's just like scorched earth policy.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, she went after Sacha Baron Cohen. She went after Adele. Now she's going after her own agents and managers.
Right.
Seems like she's like, I'm not going to work anymore. What does it matter? I'll just say what I want to say.
Yeah. She said that, Adele hates her because they'd often get mistaken for each other.
Right.
Which is just, I mean, it's a good memoir. There's been a lot of, we've been talking about it for a while.
And she is a funny person, so it's kind of funny the way she says it, but it's also sad. But this is the least shocking thing I think she's revealed so far. Like, oh, your agents and managers are just in it for the money and they don't care about you. How many times have we seen that?
Of course, of course.
And for some people, it's not just their weight. It's drug issues and problems that you know, the people who have money invested in it are happy to look the other way instead of reaching out and saving somebody.
Because, totally.
You know, you're successful on drugs, so we'll just leave you there.
I know. That is problematic.
They're not your friends. I mean, they've got a financial stake in you.
True. So she also said that she lost her virginity at 35. She says she didn't have an orgasm till 39.
Yeah.
And obviously since, like, in the last few years, she's come out as gay. And now she's married to a woman named Ramona. They've got a kid together. So it's been an interesting last decade or so for Rebel.
It really has. Like, you think of her, you're saying, like, the J-Lo thing. You think of her, I think when people think of Rebel Wilson, they think of, like, Pitch Perfect and stuff from 10, 15 years ago. But it's really, the last couple of years have been very interesting for her.
Oh, they really have. Okay. On to our almost news. Tiger Woods is not having sex. So a friend of his told the New York Post that in preparing for the Augusta National this year, he is so focused that he doesn't want to distract himself with silly little things like women.
Right. Which we know is a distraction for Tiger Woods.
A big distraction. His greatest distraction.
Yeah, they're saying, you know, he's getting ready for the Masters. Like they say he's hitting the gym really hard. He's eating right. He's eliminated sex. Because also I think you hear that a lot with athletes, I think particularly boxers, that
yes.
They want to keep like the testosterone up and keep that sort of edge.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that though. I mean,
yeah,
maybe.
You think that you can't believe they don't have sex?
I don't believe the testosterone thing. I believe the distraction thing, because Tiger's a single man now. So you know, he'd have to find the woman. I mean, he'd have to.
He should date Rebel Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, there
she didn't
you
have
go.
Sex till 35. They could have a happy sexual relationship.
True. And she's not into guys. So
yeah, there you go.
That'd be perfect. But I mean, when I first read this, it's like, oh, so like a guy in his 40s or 50s is not having sex for a few weeks. Like, welcome to the real world.
It's like, oh man, Tiger gave up sex for the Masters. Every guy gives up sex for marriage. I mean, that's, yeah, you know, right. There's always things you give it up for.
Oh, that's so funny, man. Well, thank you very much for joining me on
Sad
the podcast.
Sad old married men.
Sad old married men here. My wife's pregnant, by the way, so I've had it somewhat recently.
At least twice.
Yeah, at least twice. Okay, cheers, bro.
Yep.
We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.